This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Getting up, getting out, or only just getting home? It's Joy Weekend Breakfast.
We'd love to welcome to the show Adam Noviello. Hello.
Hi, Jens. How you doing?
Oh, welcome to Joy Weekend Brekkie.
Thank you for having me. It's so nice.
What an incredible track.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much. Yeah, it's been a wild couple of days.
So, yeah, you released this week. You know, I assume that would be a stressful kind of, you know, anxious moment. But it's gone incredibly, right?
Yeah, it's doing really well. The build-up has been, I feel like it's gone for about 19 years, but it's been a long time coming, and we have delayed the release a couple of times because of Ms. Rona. Mm-hmm. But she's here now, and yeah, we came out on Wednesday, and it's going gangbusters. It's really, really lovely.
Now, for listeners that are not aware of who you are, you are, of course, a very well-established theatre performer, and so this is a little bit of a departure for you. So tell us how that all happened.
I mean, well before I started in musical theatre, I've always been sort of bashing around writing my own songs, and it's always been a lovely creative sort of therapy for me. But music theatre sort of took over my life in my, you know, early 20s, and you know, theatre's been so generous to me, and it's, you know, the best job in the world. But I think what happened for me was I was doing a show when COVID turned up, and we were cancelled early, and then I was meant to start rehearsing another show a few months after that, which got cancelled. So I think sitting at home in 2020, it was kind of like, well, I think now is, you know, what better time is there than to just actually write these songs and get them recorded? And so that was kind of what kept me busy throughout lockdown. And here we are, 2022, and, you know, the first single's out there. It's been a journey. Mm.
Fantastic ride. And so where's your inspiration come from, Adam? What actually musical influences really get to you?
I think for me, it's like artists. I always connect with vocalists. Like for me, it's always about a vocal and what makes me feel something. And then and as far as composition is concerned, I'm always very drawn to like artists that can play a song and make me like bop and make me vibe, but then also like songs I can drink red wine and cry to. Do you know what I mean? So I kind of like to marry those together. So I think Lana Del Rey, Troye Sivan, James Blake, those sort of artists where I can go, you can pop this on with your friends and vibe, but cry alone somewhere.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful song.
Now, of course, you know, these projects are not, you know, solo driven. There's always a team of people that work behind you and with you, and yes. And this is much a visual thing as it is an oral thing. So tell us about your musical collaborators and your video collaborators and all the work that they've done.
Yeah, I mean, with Heretic, I always imagined it as a visual thing just as much as it was going to be a track that we could listen to. It was always an aesthetic thing. I saw outfits and I saw movement and color and humans. So I have known Sean Higgins, who directed, shot and edited the clip for years, and he's photographed me a few times, but I've always been dying to do some video work with him. And when Heretic was written and recorded, I called Sean and I was like, doll, it's time, we're going in. And so Sean, yeah, made the clip with me, but Oscar Sharar produced the track with me, and I co-wrote it with a dear friend of mine, Chloe Sutton, who I've known, you know, I feel like my entire life. So once the song was composed and we recorded it, then it was about, right, now the track's there. And then for me, it all became about the video and what it was going to look and feel like, and marrying those two things together. So yeah, I worked very closely with Sean on the clip, and had a team of people around me. It takes a village when we shot it. So yeah.
How long did it take? Because the clip, if you haven't seen the clip, go to YouTube, have a look at it.
I'm watching as we're talking right now. It's amazing.
There they are.
The costume changes, the look changes. How many days were we in the studio?
We actually did it in one day.
Wow.
Yeah. Seriously?
Yeah. The actual shoot was 11 hours, and we could have stretched it out, but I was just like, let's just book the studio for the entire damn day and just smash it out. And so there's for people when they see the clip, we have an ensemble of humans that we called the they-them squad. So everyone in the film clip identifies on the gender spectrum. So we're talking non-binary, genderqueer, trans people. And we just put them all in the studio and shot them all and got all their sort of footage together. And then I think I spent about 4 or 5 hours on my own, just, you know, like you said, changing all the looks together and setting up all the shots. So yeah, we smashed it out all in one day. But I'm glad you think it looks like we spent weeks on it.
It does. I mean, don't you agree?
Definitely. I mean, it looks like there's a whole bunch of costume changes in there. Mm. But I have to say, the one thing that really stuck out for me is just the production. Mm. You know, the mixing on the actual the song itself is just phenomenal.
Thank you.
And I think it takes you on several journeys. Mm. So it's yeah, it's got a great vibe to it. So the production behind it looks fantastic.
Thank you.
The
and
song
I think that's
summer. Some might say.
I mean, that would be nice. When I heard it, when we were recording it, I was like, "This is festival club vibe. Like, yeah. this needs sunlight."
We were dancing in the studio while the song was playing. It's got that energy to it.
Thank you.
Adam, you are so vocal about, you know, your gender identity and non-conforming. And of course, the clip really speaks to that. I'm sure you are a beacon of hope and inspiration to many, many people. How important is it for you to communicate the message of acceptance and inclusivity in your art?
I think it's kind of paramount for me. I always feel like when I create anything, it's because I want to say something, but I also just want to affect people. The best thing that has happened for me the last few days is having people reach out to me that I don't even know, who are just saying, "I feel seen in this." I got this beautiful message from this person the other day who was like, "There is finally a song that we can dance to that I feel like is for me." Mm-hmm. And I feel like what's great, there's so much queer content, and there's, you know, a plethora of incredible queer artists out there. But what I wanted to do with this song was, this isn't a song about trauma for gender non-conforming people. This is a song of joy and celebration where people can put this on and go, "This is who I am. I'm here." And that's it. It's not about trying to kick down a door while we have many doors to kick down still. It's about going, "I'm here, and that's all." And that's it.
Yep.
You know, and that's joyous and fun and colourful and, you know, all things.
And I got to say, you're living and breathing that this morning. But people who can't be in the studio with us and see, Adam, what you're wearing.
I mean, it's early and there's an outfit.
Just give us a rundown, because you are looking gorgeous.
Stop. I mean, I was coming on the radio, so I was like... okay, what am I wearing? So I'm wearing a black and white sort of stripy skirt. And then I've got a black singlet on. And then I've got purple... plastic earrings, and I've got this necklace. It's meant to be breasts, this necklace. That's what it's meant to be.
With some décolletage.
That's right. Across my chest. And then I'm wearing these incredible...
the boots are just amazing.
Shop Syro platform boots.
From New York, which have little
shiny,
penises
shiny,
on the bottom.
Shiny black boots with small penises.
Yeah, little silver dicks on the bottom. Just, you never know. Yeah, I mean, you know, why not?
Why not? Now, we've got to wrap it up, but... Tomorrow, you...
Hang on, Jolly, before we do that, we've had a message come in there this morning. Look at this. I want to YouTube it. Can you give me the details?
Heretic Adam Noviello.
Yeah, so just look at, search it on YouTube. Just type in my name, Heretic.
James, thank you.
H-E-R-E-T-I-C. And you'll find us. Yeah. There we will be.
Now tell us about tomorrow, Midsummer Carnival.
Yes, so I, just before 6 p.m, I'm on the picnic stage and I'm doing two tracks. I'm singing a song that I wrote that was in a film I did recently, and then I'll be smashing out Heretic with some dancers. And I think I kick off the dance portion of the evening. So if you come to the picnic stage at 6, see us perform, and then we'll dance the festival away.
You are on the gig. You're gig picking this weekend. Adam Noviello, thank you so much for joining us, and we wish you all the success.
Big,
and you're
big
always welcome back here to chat about any of your projects.
Yeah, come back with single number 2.
Oh yeah, I will. I'll see you in a month or two, I promise.
Yeah.
Fabulous. Thank you. Congratulations.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.